On this week's episode, EMU Regent Rich Baird announces his immediate resignation, and Washtenaw County Prosecutor Ellie Savitt will no longer try cases dealing with marijuana. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. On January 15th, University Communications sent an email to EMU students, staff, and faculty informing them that Rich Baird is resigning as a member of the Board of Regents. His resignation is effected immediately. Baird was charged by the Michigan Attorney General in relation to an investigation of the Flint water crisis. Baird was appointed to the Board of Regents in November 2018. In his resignation letter to Chairman Eunice Jefferies, Baird had this to say about his service here at EMU. Quote, EMU is an incredible institution, and I have been honored to serve in a variety of ways, including the most recent appointment you bestowed on me as Finance Committee Chair. What I am going through right now is going to take quite a long while as the court diligently does its work. I will be exonerated, but until that time comes, I will not allow my affiliation with EMU to become a distraction from the great work done by the board, the administration, the faculty, and most importantly, our students, end quote. Governor Whitmer will appoint Baird's successor. On January 12th, Ellie Savitt, Washtenaw County's prosecutor, announced that his team will not charge cases related to marijuana and other naturally psychedelic plants. His team will also focus on expunging marijuana charges off of people's records. Savitt was inspired to make this decision based on Ann Arbor City Council decision in September 2020 to decriminalize magic mushrooms and other psychedelic plants. Savitt had this to say about his decision as well. Quote, marijuana was a separate decision that I made against the backdrop of the current legal landscape, as well as the overwhelming data showing racial inequalities in marijuana prosecution. I also made the marijuana decision against the backdrop of decades of public health information showing marijuana is no more dangerous than fully legal substances like alcohol. End quote. Savitt commits that his team will still file charges to large-scale, profit-seeking organizations who break safety laws, as well as adults who sell drugs to children. Concerns continue to rise over the distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Whitmer and Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced a distribution plan for Michigan on January 6th. The next phase began on January 11th. In Phase 1A of Governor Whitmer's plan, healthcare personnel and residents of long-term care facilities are the first to receive the vaccine. In Phase 1B, people 65 years and older, police, teachers, and grocery store workers will qualify for the vaccine. In Phase 1C, people 65 years and older, people 16 years and older with underlying medical conditions who are high risk, and people who work in food service, public safety, and public health will qualify for the vaccine. Washtenaw County is currently trying to provide vaccines for the people in Phase 1A and are slowly working to accommodate people in Phase 1B. According to Susan Ringler-Cerniglia, the Washtenaw County Health Department Public Information Officer, the request for the vaccine outweighs the supply, and there is a lack of willingness to get vaccinated.
We are getting close to finishing 1A, but it's not like there's necessarily a, you know, registry of how many people fit into that category. Mm-hmm. So we've done our best to kind of estimate and to reach out to people and ask them to complete our surveys if they need vaccination. But what's happening is that we continue to hear from more providers. So it's not a huge number, but we do continue to schedule folks as we hear from them that category.
Former Eastern Michigan University student Brianna O'Dwyer works at a daycare in Grand Rapids, Michigan. O'Dwyer stated that it is important for her to get vaccinated because she does not want to get COVID-19, especially with an occupation where she is required to work with many children.
I work with a lot of children, and I know that children are their carriers of it, and I would hate to see me pass it to them and they pass it to their parents. And another reason is that I live with my parents, and I know that maybe I could survive it, but I'm not so sure about them, so I think it's important to protect people and get the vaccine.
EMU's Honors College has organized the Making Your Mark photo contest. This particular contest is eligible for current members of the Honors College. Each winning participant will be awarded scholarships towards their winter 2021 semester. The first place winner will receive $1,000, second place will receive $500, and third place will receive $250. The photo contest will be judged based on four categories: impact, creativity, composition, and storytelling. Alex Smith is the programming graduate for the Honors College.
And we came up with this Making Your Mark photo contest because there are a couple other schools around that do something very similar, and we kind of did a little bit of a drawing contest in the fall, and then we wanted to just do something a little bit different this semester and something like people could spend some time doing during their winter break and think about it, and a chance for people to win a scholarship, because who doesn't love free money? This year's theme is Making Your Mark, so every photo that gets submitted, we want it to fall in the lines of how making your mark, and making your mark can look very different to everyone, so we wanted people to like use this opportunity as a creative experience. I hope this like experience is an opportunity for students to reflect on the things that they did. They might have taken this photo and not even realized it had like such significant meaning to them. So I hope it's a good reflecting experience and they can learn about themselves while writing, like how they are making a mark this year and how they can go beyond that.
The official deadline for submission is Sunday, January 31st. A huge thank you to reporters Juliana Lumier, Tyler Gaw, and Bianca Ramsey for this week's stories. The Eastern Echo podcast is written by Jasmine Boyd, produced by Ashley Bueller and Ethan Myers, and edited by Ronya Kabungzug. Until next Wednesday, I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo podcast.